You're listening to the Well Woman Healthy Lifestyle Podcast, and I'm your host, Michelle Broad, Certified Women's Health Adult Nurse Practitioner. In a world, ladies, where professional women often juggle multiple responsibilities, from demanding careers to family obligations, it's easy to put our health on the back burner. But here's the truth. You are your own best advocate when it comes to your well-being. So each week, we'll explore topics that matter most to you, from navigating the healthcare system with confidence to understanding your body's unique needs. Whether you're managing a chronic condition, seeking preventative care, or simply striving for balance in your busy life, this podcast is your go-to resource. So join us each week if you're ready to take control of your health and become your number one self-care advocate. Because when it comes to your health, ladies, you deserve nothing less than the best. Let's embark on this journey together. Okay, ladies. So today, I want to talk about two very different things. A lot of people tell me that, oh, Michelle, you're so obsessed with your health. And they say that I'm obsessed with wanting everybody else to be healthy. But here's the thing. Being focused on your health and being obsessed with your health represent, in my mind, two very different attitudes and approaches towards your well-being. So I thought it would be great to come on here today and talk about how they differ and how I see them, okay? So you can say maybe you agree to me, maybe you disagree with me, but here goes. So first of all, focusing on your health is a balanced approach. When you are focused, ladies, on your health, and when I'm focused on my health, we prioritize taking care of ourselves in a balanced manner. This means include eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and managing our stress. You know, those are the things that I talk about all the time. And I talk about them in simplistic matters, and I try to talk about them with every condition that we talk about and how each one of those things is important to overall maintaining health, and if you have a medical condition, how those things affect your condition as well. Okay? Focus on health is also moderation. It is when we maintain a healthy lifestyle without becoming overly fixated on every detail of our health. You understand that occasional indulgences or deviations from your routine are normal and not cause undue stress. Okay, so yeah, maybe in the past, sometimes I used to be obsessed with walking, but I have so gotten off that path. I'm into moderation. I'm into maintaining a healthy lifestyle, but I'm not overly fixated on every detail. And if something goes awry one day and I don't get to do something that I said that I was going to do for my health, I don't sit there and become stressed out over it. Okay. A focused approach also provides us with a positive mindset, because when you focus on your health, it comes from a place of self-care and it comes from a place of self-respect. Okay. You want to feel good, both physically and mentally, and you want to make choices that support your overall well-being. So focusing on your health is a balanced way to look at things. We look at things with moderation and we look at things with an open and a positive mindset versus obsession with our health. And here's obsession. Excessive preoccupation. Being obsessed with your health involves excessive preoccupation with every aspect of your well-being. This can lead to constant worrying about food choices, exercise routines, and potential health risks. So it falls under the category, I become my disease. I'm just thinking about it all the time, and that's all I focus on. Or maybe you have an eating disorder. Not to say that that's where it comes from, though. Okay, it's becoming overly excessive, and it's with that preoccupation, and you're thinking about it all the time. It comes from a fear-based thinking. Obsession with your health often stems from a fear of illness or a desire for physical perfection. And this fear, ladies, may manifest as, you know, unhealthy obsessions with eating, okay, or it can obsess with us exercising so much that, you know, oh my God, we have to go to the gym and hit it every single day. We can't miss anything. And if we screw up the routine, oh my God, we're just the bad person. Okay. It also has a negative impact. Obsessing over our health can negatively impact our mental health, our relationships, and quality of life. It may lead to feelings of anxiety, guilt, and isolation. So I hope that you understood and that you see the difference between being fear-based and being focused or being obsessed, okay? Being focused on your health, it involves maintaining a balanced and positive approach to self-care, whereas being obsessed with your health involves an excessive and over fear-driven preoccupation with every aspect of your well-being. This can make a detrimental effect on both your mental and emotional health. So I don't want you to be obsessed with your health. I want you to be focused on your health. Yes, I want you to look at your health every day and think about what can I do today to improve my health, okay? And we talk about how you can do simple things in every category, okay? From spirituality to our mental health, to our physical health, to our emotional health, to our relationship health. Those are things, ladies, that you can do in small doses each and every day. It's not like you have to go and do each one of them in big proportions to where it becomes an obsession. Like I said, I want you to focus on your health. I want you to be concerned with your health, not become obsessed with it. Because when we're obsessed with it, it no longer is fun. It becomes one more job that we have to do, and we don't need the stress of one more thing that we have to do. Focus is much more easy. It's much more approachable. It's much more doable, and it's much more manageable. So that's the mindset that I want you to be in. So if anybody says that you are obsessed, think about it. Are you really obsessed or are you focused? If you are obsessed, how can you change and shift that to more of a focused perspective, okay? And if you think that you need to be more focused, simply just write down and look in areas where you need to be more focused and more, you know, place more emphasis on that. You don't have to do every single thing all the time. It's about moderation, positive mindset, and it's about following a balanced approach. So there you have it, focus versus obsession. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your comments. Hit me up in the DMs over at Well Woman Network on Instagram. You can email me at michelle@wellwomannetwork.com. Let me know your thoughts. You know, do you think that we should be obsessed or do you think that we should be focused? And where do you fall into that on that continuum? Because for me right now, I'm in the focus category. At one point in time, yes, I'll have to honestly admit, I was a bit obsessive. But my obsession came from a need for an outlet to let go of stress and let go of what was going on in my life. And the healthy thing is that I recognized that it was an obsession. And I took positive steps to unwind that obsession and figure out why it became an obsession. And now it's gone back to being a focused part of my life. So I don't have to walk 10,000 steps every single day. I don't have to walk 5 miles. I do the best I can each and every day. If I get to 2.5, if I get to 3, I'm okay with it. Some days I get to 5 and I'm great with that too. But I'm now taking more of a focused, balanced approach. So let me know your thoughts. And again, may God richly bless your life. And until next week, bye for now.